Welcome to the Ether. Today is Monday, December 27th, 2021. This is a space hosted by Tatted Up Tech 13. It's the BSI DP Vaults on Spectrum AMA. Let's take a listen.
My personal situation is I live in South Africa, so as soon as I try and get my local currency to anything we can use, it's been divided by like at least 15. So like having liquid capital available is always a little bit of a mission. So I find like, I think I'm quite new to Luna. I think it's been like a month or so. And there are just so many opportunities that you spread yourself really thin among everything, which doesn't make a heck of a lot of sense, or you need to concentrate your efforts in certain places. Like just from your personal experience, what are your big plays in the Terra space at the moment?
So in the Terra space, I actually have a lot of my Luna locked up in staking. I have that some of that unbonding. But right now, basically, like this is the big play. Once this ball goes up, I already have some deep BSI to deposit to it. But as much dry powder as I can scrounge up, as much UST as I can scrounge up, I'm going to put in there, and I'll probably even empty the reserve I have in my Anchor account, because it should effectively be the same, right? You're still getting paid out on those stables.
But better.
So, like, being new to the Terra ecosystem, you've come in at an interesting time. For the longest, we only had a handful of protocols. Anchor protocol with the 20% on stablecoins, I'm sure you're familiar with. Pylon protocol takes advantage of that by allowing you to losslessly invest in different projects. And then usually your tokens are locked up for whatever vesting period. This liquid Psi pool is something new they're doing by allowing you to like invest in it. And let's say, you know, I need some cash right now. I need to pull out some dry powder. There's a Luna dip I really need to buy or whatever. I can't swap my BSI tokens to UST yet because it's not the 24-month period. But what I could do is swap them to Psi and then sell the Psi for UST. So even though I'm depositing this pool, it's still liquid. Now, once I sell those BSI tokens, I'm no longer earning that yield on I'm no longer earning like those Psi rewards because I sold those BSI tokens, and you know the Psi rewards accumulate to whoever's holding them. So this liquid lossless investment is new for Pylon. And then, of course, the auto compounder. I have money in Astroport. Astroport's, I think, going live tonight. That's going to be pretty big for the ecosystem. I have a few LPs in that. I have a bunch of LPs in Spectrum. And I've been staking my Spec tokens for like the UST and AUST rewards right now. But this is like my big play right now that I feel a lot of people are kind of missing out on, or you know, not really talking about nearly as much as it should be. And so I'm just doing my best I can to get the word out for all of you guys to be able to take advantage of this the same way I am.
Do you think this is going to be one of those things where like quantity of capital coming in is going to dilute the rewards? Because I know I participated in the Astroport lock drop. And like at the beginning, I thought there was going to be a lot of interest, but the amount of interest that it had kind of blew me away. So the rewards that I had at the end of the day were like a fraction of what I expected it to be. Is it going to be like a similar situation with this, or am I just misunderstanding the ecosystem as a whole?
There will be, that's a good question. Because I saw the same thing with the Astro. I deposited in my LPs, and you know, I was going to get like thousands of Astro. Because I deposited right away, I was going to get thousands of Astro. And then at the end of it, yeah, I was just watching them shrink more and more every day.
Yeah.
So it won't be to that extent. I believe the way the pylon pools work, I think the more deposits are in them, like the APR could go down slightly. So it's at 70.4% APR currently. With the auto compounding that Spec's going to do, that should raise that APR because it's constantly cashing in those rewards and adding more. Usually it adds more LP tokens. You don't need LP because this is single-sided right here. Single-sided, lossless, auto-compounding, right? So like the APR is going to be higher simply just because it's increasing your yield-bearing asset as you go along. So theoretically, let's say, you know, we do a really good job here. We get the message out to all lunatics. Everybody goes and like pours as much money as they can into this. Mm. It is possible that the Psy pool on Pylon, the APR on that will go down slightly, but we will still be getting a higher APR than that from the auto compounding. Now, how much it could go down, I don't really see a scenario where it goes below the 20% we're getting on Anchor. So either way, we're still going to be a way to generate higher yields off your UST than you typically have available to.
Yeah, that makes sense. I think you could also look at it as like you've got potentially 1.2 billion locked in Astro at the moment that can't go in here potentially for at least a while.
Yeah, so I think the timing on that is interesting because with Astro coming along, a lot of these other liquidity providers and liquidity pools have kind of had to step up their game and get a little bit creative. And so this was Spectrum solution. That's pretty interesting. What Apollo did was they just started adding like higher Apollo awards to like the Mine ANC LP pools. Like, but the Apollo token's been going down a little bit recently. But yeah, like, and then Loop, you can see Loop also start offering like a higher APR on like the B Luna, Luna LPs and the Luna UST LPs. So everyone's kind of like coming out with their things now to try and stay relevant, like the face of Astro Ports launch.
But with the higher APRs on these other protocols, isn't it going to add higher sell pressure to those tokens? Because now surely that means that they're higher emissions, so they're becoming more inflationary.
Yeah, you hit that on the head pretty well. So like the Loop tokens have already gone down quite a bit. They were 25 cents recently. They're at 19 cents now. So I have some of my LP locked in Loop to be earning those rewards. By the time I get them, you know, who knows if I'll have actually made the APR they claim on it by the time I sell those Loop tokens or not because of whatever the value will be. And that's kind of, with Apollo, it's the same thing. Apollo has like its own like protocol and liquidity and all that. I'm not super big on Apollo. I do have a few positions there, but I don't have as full of understanding as Apollo as I've been like digging into like the Spec documentation recently. Is what Spec's done here is really genius because they passed a proposal recently to improve the tokenomics to try and because Spec was kind of a dump token for a while.
Yeah.
Which is why they started paying out in UST to the Spec stakers to try and prevent that. And also half of the Spec emissions are burned now. So there's, you know, half as much Spec being generated. But with this method, there's, you know, we're not getting paid out in other rewards. It's, and even let's say like Psy token goes down to like 3 cents or whatever in a few days, it won't really matter because those rewards are being collected, sold, and, you know, redeposited as more BSI. Like as we go along, so like the Psy price isn't really even going to affect us. At the same time, we're contributing to the Pylon pool for Nexus Protocol, you know, that they're utilizing to try and like raise the liquidity. You know, Nexus had a lot of promise, and it's a good good product, but like the token didn't really work, and like right now they're kind of trying to figure out how to fix that. So not only will you be like earning a higher yield on your stables, you're kind of helping contribute to the Terra ecosystem overall because this money's going to Anchor Protocol on the back end, Pylon Protocol on the back end, and you know, into Nexus's treasury.
That sounds like a no-brainer.
I see a few more people in here. Is there any of the newer people that have any questions? Anything you missed that we've been talking about that you would like me to go back over. I see Terra Space is in here. I don't think he was here when I originally covered it. So I think I'll briefly go over the BSI DP vault on Spectrum. Just kind of cover it again, just so Terra Spaces has it. I wasn't able to record this space, and then I'll hop off here. Hop off after that if there's no further questions. But I'll give you guys a chance to ask some more questions then. All right. So what we're talking about is the BSI DP vaults going live on Spectrum in about 16 hours. So they're not live yet. You'll be able to access them tomorrow afternoon. Now, currently on Pylon, there's a pool called the Liquid Psi pool. You deposit your UST, and in return, you get BSI DP tokens. These tokens are continuously generating. These tokens generate Psi rewards as you hold them in your wallet. Now, what makes it liquid is you can take your BSI tokens anytime you want and sell them for Psi. And if you want to sell the Psi for UST, you have your UST back. You basically lost nothing. Or you can leave them in the pool, continuing generating those Psi rewards. And at the end of a 24-month period, you can redeem those BSI tokens for a dollar themselves. So that's, you know, a cool thing that Pylon Protocol has. There's a 70% APR on that. Now, what Spectrum is going to allow you to do is auto-compound those single-sided, so you don't need to deposit BSI, DP, and UST. You can deposit either or because they're basically amount to a dollar. And the other beautiful thing about this, too, is it kind of performs like the same function that White Whale does and continuously arbs the BSI DP token price closer to one UST. Like, let's say it gets above or below or whatever. It's kind of arbing that price to keep it closer to a dollar. So you deposit either or, it deposits it to Pylon for you. And the auto compounding comes from the fact that it collects your Psi rewards, because you can go to Pylon Gateway and collect your Psi rewards anytime you want. It's collecting those for you, selling them, getting more BSI DP tokens, which the more you have, the more Psi rewards you're generating, and staking those for you. That's auto compound. And since the BSI DP token is valued at one UST, this is kind of like a simplified degen box strategy where you're getting a higher yield off your UST than you otherwise could, higher than Anchor's usual 20%. There's also auto stake. So let's say you're bullish on Psi token. You believe Psi token's going back to 40 cents. You know, there's plenty of people that were Psi to a dollar for quite a while. Let's say you believe that. You can choose the auto stake method. You deposit your BSI or your USD, same as with the other method. But when it collects the rewards, instead of getting more BSI DP tokens and increasing your earning potential, it simply goes over to Nexus Governance and stakes those there, where they earn 7.25% APY, you know, paid out in spec. And so let's say down the road, like let's say right now you're bullish on Psi token, you want to accumulate more of it. That's the route you would go with. And then down the road when Psi price goes to the moon, so will your bag, because you've been stacking more Psi tokens than you could typically. And you're doing it in a lossless way, right? You're depositing your USD, your BSI DP. Like, you can get all that back. Like, you're not spending money and buying these tokens. Like, it's taking the yield, buying those tokens with that, and that's how you're generating. But to you, it's a lossless investment. But the strategy I'm going with is the auto compounding, because that's where things get really interesting with like the degen box. And just to kind of cover the degen box thing again briefly, abracadabra.money has MIM tokens. They're called Magic Internet Money. You can deposit collateral. The other thing with that is you have to use wrapped UST because it's on Ethereum. It's kind of disgusting. So you deposit your collateral and then you're able to borrow MIMs. So let's say I deposit my wrapped UST, I can borrow some MIMS up to like, you know, a certain ratio, use those MIMS to buy more UST, deposit that, and you can kind of like loop it a few times and you're basically getting like a much higher yield on your UST than you would because you're earning like the 20% on top of all that. But there's risks there with like, you know, we're in another ecosystem. You got to get your UST onto Ethereum in the first place. if UST loses its peg and there's liquidations, even though the liquidations are paid in MIM, it's in a situation where UST is losing its peg anyway. We've had a few of those black swan events. UST kind of holds it better than most stablecoins. But we don't need like any sort of like outside influence that could negatively affect the UST price and, you know, cause it to cause the situation to be worse than it already is. On top of that, there's a certain amount of MIMS available to each pool. So by the time you hear about new MIMS getting deposited into the MIM UST pool, like they're already gone. You can go there now. There's like 70 MIMS available to borrow from your UST. That's not going to make anyone life-changing money, and that's not really increasing your yield that much. Like there's a finite amount, they run out, and that's not the case with this. I think I covered everything briefly again there. I see a few more people, so I'll open up for questions one more time, and I'll probably hop off here in a couple minutes. No questions? You guys all understand it pretty solidly? That's what I like to see.
Yeah, I think you explained it pretty well.
All right, cool. Terra Spaces, I hope you got enough off that to record and maybe throw up so we could get this information out there for some more lunatics before this goes live tomorrow afternoon. And if not, you know, the reality is it's going to be the minority of them that actually look into this, which is why I'm really not that worried about the APR going down. Like,
yeah,
not that like everyone's looking out the window right now. And that's fine with me. I'll benefit from it. But you know, I don't need to like show you guys shit coins, like, you know, be like, oh yes, whales going to the moon, buy whale, please make my bag stop going down. I don't care about that. I'm doing just fine. Like, you know, I'm trying to help out and share my knowledge. I know there's a lot of new lunatics here, with like Luna's recent price action. I'm just doing my best to get that information out there.
Yeah, thank you so much for your time today.
All right, you guys. Well, thanks for tuning in, and I'll see you on the moon. Catch you guys later.
Stay well.
Thanks for checking out another episode of The Ether. This short little space was hosted by Tatted Up Tech 13. It's the B-side DP Vaults on Spectrum AMA. For TerraSpaces.org, I'm Finn. Thanks for listening. They say rapping is the gateway, bringing home great pay. Checking that replay, sing along and we say nobody gives a fuck around my way. I make about $3 for every 1,000 plays, so add it up and do the math on that. Financially speaking, why the fuck would anybody wanna rap? But in this reality, the money comes from doing shows. But then where's the money go when you can't do the shows? I guess you could rap on Cameo. I've been asking all my friends if I can rap on the patio. 6 feet, motherfucker, step the fuck back. Doing a little magic, pulling rabbits out the rucksack. Not everybody's always in it for the money. Looking like another crooked Sunday and I'm working Monday. So you know I ain't stressing, left debating great methods. Amazed to play Inception, the bass stay blessed.
See, even with these huge sums of overall royalties, these sums of money that go to the record label per playback can seem insultingly small. Many rights holders are making around three quarters of a cent each time to one of their tracks, leaving only some portion of that for the actual artist. They can't even say they're making pennies per play. Until they can figure out how to turn a profit, their future will always be in question. But for now, investors see enough potential to continue to fund pennies per play.
Another day, another lesson. Living in the eighth dimension might be worth a little mention. Living in the Great Depression, got a real regal feel. Reeling in another sucker fish out to make a deal, just to make a motherfucker wish. Aw shit, now you only got two left. You know what I wish? We didn't have any loose ends. You know what I miss? Listening to excuses. Now we're on the fence like we forgot how to choose. That's what happens when people don't know what's true. In the dark, eating bullshit up like a mushroom. In the lunchroom, just trying to laugh it off. Meanwhile, foaming at the mouth like a rabid dog. Like a fake mating call at the zoo. It's looking like the view is getting disappointed too. I'm working on the new shit, trying to produce it. It's what I'm willing to go through when I'm making my music. We'll be right back.